Indeed, says someone, I have sinned. Indeed is your word to me orally? Say it to me mentally, and deeply mourn with your words, so that you may have perpetual happiness. After all, if we were saddened by our sins, if we bitterly lamented our transgressions, nothing else could cause us sorrow. This single distress would expel all forms of gloom. Hence, here is another benefit we could obtain from our thorough confession, specifically not getting overwhelmed with the pains of the current life, nor getting inflated with its glories. And this way, again, we would more absolutely appease God, just like our current behavior enrages Him. For instance, if you have a servant, and he, enduring much harm from his fellow servants, ignores all of them, but only strives not to provoke his master, isn't he able to eliminate your anger by this action alone? But what if his offenses against you are of no concern to him, while he is preoccupied with the ones against his fellow servants? Wouldn't you impose a harsher punishment? It's the same with God. When we overlook His wrath, He imposes it more severely, but when we regard it more gently, indeed, rather, He imposes it not at all. He wishes that we should punish ourselves for our offenses, and therefore He doesn't punish us Himself. This is why He threatens punishment at all, to eradicate disregard through fear, and when the mere threat suffices to instill fear in us, He doesn't permit us to endure the actual test. Note what he says to Jeremiah. Do you not see what they are doing? Their fathers light a fire, their children gather sticks together, their women knead dough. It is to be feared lest a similar situation concerns us. Do you not see what they do? No one pursues the matters of Christ but all their own. Their children are entangled in uncleanliness, their fathers in greed and plunder, and their wives, far from holding their husbands back from the illusions and vanities of life, do rather whet their desires for them. Stand in the marketplace, question the passers-by, and not even one you will find rushing on a spiritual errand, but all chasing after carnal things. How long before we awaken from our overindulgence? How long are we going to keep falling into a deep sleep? Haven't we had enough of evils?